Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He was the White House Communications Director and the White House Press Secretary for President Trump at the beginning of the administration. Sean Spicer joins us this morning on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Sean, good morning and welcome.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So fill people in on what you are doing now, and then we'll get into what you did before.
That's good. Oh, I've launched a podcast that Entercom, your parent company, is hosting called Everything's Going to Be All Right. If you go to SeanSpicer.com, there's, you know, it leads you to it. But you can go to radio.com or iTunes. I do it with Katie Pavlich from townhall.com. We sit back and break down the politics, pop culture, and policies that are affecting people's lives here in Washington, I think, in a fairly substantive and humorous way. And we talk about whatever's happening in the news and break down, you know, the behind the scenes, why it's happening, who's positioned to succeed, or what the political consequences are for certain issues. So it's a fun opportunity to basically, and especially this week, we just launched a show last night, so you can get the fresh look at it if people can go download and subscribe today, as to what happened in the midterms, why it happened, where we were right in our predictions, where we were wrong and why, and I think what it's all going to mean for the president, for Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, and really kind of provide some helpful insight for folks who are trying to be able to, especially as we head into the Thanksgiving holiday, and everyone's going, what do I need to say to sound like I know what's going on?
You know, there's a lot of truth to that. You do want to sound informed. And let's talk about the relationship at the moment between the president and the press. I mean, you were on the receiving end a lot of stuff in the early part of the Trump administration. Now you watch Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and she's dealing with it. And then we saw that press conference the other day, and it is flat out combative. And I can remember a time when there may be a reporter who was combative with the president and looking at presidents past. But man, it just seems like a us versus them kind of mentality. And it's a little bit scary.
Yeah, look, I a few things. One is I am an ardent supporter of having a free, fair, and robust press. I think that's essential to our democracy. And I think the one thing that's interesting is I think that you see a lot of that. There are a lot of really good reporters, and there are some, and not just some, I think there's a lot that I dealt with and that are in the White House press corps now that are civil and respectful and professional. I think what you see, and this is part of the problem that you're getting at, John, is there are too many folks that have made it about themselves and kind of want to make, you know, do sensational things and engage in antics that will get them and make them the story. I've heard from a number of reporters, you know, that are in the White House press corps over the past 24 hours and saying, the interesting thing is they go, I hate that I have to defend Jim Acosta. And that's not like a personal thing. What they're saying to me is, I don't like the idea that we're the story, right? That I don't like that reporters who are there to cover the story and to be the conduit to the American people for every publication they work for are suddenly having to talk about themselves and one of their colleagues and his or her behavior.
Well, let me stop you right there for just a second, Sean, because you were in the job. You were in the position to make that decision that they made about Jim Acosta and pulling his press credential. Would you have pulled his press credential?
It's a great question. It's also tough to answer because I went through several iterations where I had to deal with stuff like that. I've always come down on the let them keep it, but let's just not, I mean, they can come in, it's a free country, it's a free press, but I also think that then you don't give them, you don't reward them. That being said, I've been gone a year, so I can't honestly say that I've had to deal with Jim and his behavior. So to make a judgment and not have the entire piece is something that I'm a little hesitant to do. But I will say that at some point, what is troubling to me, and I wrote about it in my book a lot, which is, look, there are areas where I think we as political people, as press secretaries and press professionals can be better. terms of transparency and efforts. But I also think that there are areas where the press corps in itself can also, you know, take a step forward and say, okay, we get it. We need to live by some professional decorum and levels of respect. In this particular case, I know the White House is concerned about the contact that he had with the individual, but my concern was more that the President of the United States gave Mr. Acosta a question. He answered the question. Acosta didn't like the answer and so started attacking the president and debating him as to, you know, his view. He asked him what he thinks, what he thought and why, and the president answered the question. Then he began debating that with him. Then he went on and started asking a series of additional questions after the president had repeatedly told him, thank you, it's time to move on. The thing that I find fascinating from a media standpoint is it is highly disrespectful to his colleagues who also would like an opportunity to ask a question. It's not Acosta's press briefing. It's the president. And there are other press members that also have constituencies that have issues that they would like addressed by the president, by the White House, that want an answer. And what I think is funny is that all of these other reporters sit back and allow him to dominate the press conference when they have a question that they would like to ask as well.
Sean, we have got to have you back on and spend a little bit more time, but we're up at this point. I appreciate you joining me this morning.
I thanks for having me, and I look forward to talking again because I enjoy it and I'd love to continue to engage with it. And again, for those folks who want to, you just go to SeanSpicer.com or radio.com and search Everything's Going to Be All Right. You can get a dose of it all the time.
I hope the title is true that everything's going to be all right. Sean, thanks a lot.
You bet, John. Thank you. Have a great day.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.